Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it. When's the last time you gave yourself a treat? When you really rewarded yourself? Well, I hope it has been a long time, or at least that reward did not involve food. Because you, my friend, are not a dog, nor are your children dogs. I heard one of my daughter's teammates' parents say this, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. She said, "I'm so sick of the teachers and the schools treating our kids like they're dogs." And at first I was like, "What? Treating our kids like they're dogs?" She's like, "Yeah, if you do this, you get a treat. If you do that, you get a treat." I was like, "Oh my God, you're right. That is how we treat our children. That is how we treat ourselves." So the last time that you thought that you deserved X, Y, or Z, or you were going to reward yourself, or even use the word treat yourself to something, did you use sugar? Did you use food? Did you use alcohol? Yeah, I know. Me too. I've been there. I've done that. I do it. I do it to my kids. I do it to other people. And I catch myself all the time. A while ago, I tried to commit to not using food as a reward, to not using food as a incentive. And it's not easy because it's so ingrained in our culture, but it is really wrecking your relationship with food, my relationship with food, and our kids' relationship with food. Food is an inanimate object. It is not emotional. It is not a treat. It is not a guilty pleasure. It is not naughty. It is not good, bad. Junk, I don't know if that has a negative connotation or if it's just factual, because junk food really is just junk. But even that can carry some emotion with it. So, and this is the new trend, right? Let's normalize. So let's normalize rewarding ourselves with something besides food. Let's normalize food as just being fuel and not carrying with it messaging, not carrying with it a message that says you're good or you're bad. Let me interrupt for a second to talk about blood sugar. Blood sugar is the thing that is causing all the problems for most people. If your blood sugar is too high, you probably know it gives you diabetes, but what you don't know is that it can also lead to a whole host of other issues. There are ways to fix it. You can get on drugs, you can do all kinds of things, or you can take some supplements. One of the supplements is alpha lipoic acid. What it does is it combats that high blood sugar. It is an antioxidant, and it helps with nerve function. And if you take it, then you don't have the insulin issues. Your body will release fat. You'll feel better. You'll look better. Your brain will be functioning. All things good. So before you go jump on meds, try this out. Alpha lipoic acid. It's available on my website. Now back to the conversation. I remember a long, long time ago, I went to a babysitter with my little brother. And this babysitter would put hot sauce on the kids' tongues if they misbehaved. Talk about weaponizing food. My Lord. Yeah, it's crazy what we do. It is crazy what we do. And I just think about the kid that gets a donut every time they do something good. And then the kid that gets hot sauce every time they do something bad. Peppers are actually really good for you. The heat is really good for your immune system. It's good for your metabolism. It's good for a lot of things. Sugar will kill you. But yet, what do we teach everybody? That this is good and this is bad. So I really want to encourage you to take a step back and look at how you treat yourself, both treat yourself and reward yourself. Pun intended there. When you feel like you have done a good job, or you've worked really hard, or, and this is the one that really gets me, the people that are on a diet, I'm not a fan of diets, when they're on a diet and they have their cheat day, or they reward themselves because they went their whole 90 days or their whole 45 days or their 75 days without whatever. And so how do they reward themselves? By eating all the shit that they've said they didn't want to eat because it wasn't good for them. What the hell? It makes no sense. So if that is you, stop it. Stop right now. Find a different way. If you are treating yourself to a glass of wine because you had a shitty day, find another way. I know. Some people have such an attachment to alcohol that they get borderline offended when I say you shouldn't do that. Does that mean I don't drink? Hell no. I love me a G&T. Okay. But I don't use it as a reward. I don't use it to numb. I don't use it as a crutch anymore. It took me hiring a coach. It took me working with someone to realize that that's what I was doing. That when I came home from a really hard day and I poured a drink to relax, that in fact, one, it wasn't going to do me physically any good. It actually was going to make me sleep worse. And two, I was trying to not feel. I was trying to stop the thoughts. I was trying to tune out the day. There are other ways to do it that will feel better in the morning, that will help your body to sleep well at night, and that will still feel just as relaxing. Are you a caffeine addict? I know I used to be. I have been known to be that at certain times. If you are finding yourself reaching for coffee or an energy drink more than just first thing in the morning, then you're probably low on your B vitamins. B vitamins are our energy driving system. They are also like windshield wipers for your brain. They help clear out brain fog. They help sharpen your clarity. They give you energy, and your body needs it. Fun fact, you can't store it in your body, so you have to have a constant supply. I have the solution for you. You can grab it on my website, and it is easy to consume. You just pop it in your mouth and swallow. Way faster, way easier, and way less expensive than your daily Starbucks run. So I'm not here to take away your candy. I'm not here to take away your wine. What I'm here to tell you is you need to stop using those things as reward or punishment or emotional anything. Food, sugar, alcohol, they are all inanimate objects. It is the emotion and the purpose and the thought that you assign to it that is either benefiting you or hurting you. So the next time that your kid gets straight A's, don't take him to Krispy Kreme for a donut for every A. Yes, I've done that one time. Because she bugged me and bugged me and bugged me and bugged me. And it was like six report cards later, I was like, fine, we'll go one time. And hopefully that will be the end of it. Okay. One time, not a big deal. Not a big deal. If your friend gets injured or gets sick, don't take her candy. That's not going to help her get better. Take her a fruit basket. Is it more expensive? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that ridiculous? That a basket of fruit costs more than a bunch of candy bars. Think about why. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for in life. Whether it's you're paying for a $7 app to tell you what to eat, or you're investing in a personalized coaching program. You're buying high quality fruits and vegetables, or you're buying fruit snacks. Right? You get what you pay for. The next time that your husband or yourself get a promotion, if you go out to dinner to celebrate, make sure that what you're using to celebrate is the time together, not the fact that you're having steak and lobster and whatever. I do think that going out and eating socially, I think it can go both ways. Food is very much a part of the culture. It's very much, you know, it's somebody's birthday. You take them out to dinner, you get a promotion, you go out to dinner, you have brunch with your girlfriends. I don't think any of that contributes to our unhealthy relationship with food. What contributes to our unhealthy relationship with food is us going out to brunch to eat a bunch of shit that we don't normally eat because it's Sunday and we get to not care about whatever. I hope that's making sense. Or you're going out to celebrate your promotion and you eat all the stuff on the menu, including dessert that you don't normally eat, but because you're celebrating, it's okay. Hey, don't do that. Go out and celebrate. Enjoy one another's conversation, company. Feel the happy feelings of the moment together, whether it's brunch with your girlfriends or a promotion or whatever. You're there because you're celebrating people. People don't have to be celebrated with food. Save the treats for your dog. P.S. Dogs get overweight too. Guilty. Last time I took Castor to the vet, I got a little bit of a talking to because he was extra fluffy. And it's not because we give him treats. It's because he steals human food when we're not looking. But animals get obese too. I just saw some crazy statistic about house cats and how overweight and they're getting like diabetes and all this stuff. That have you ever seen an overweight tiger? Have you ever seen an overweight lion
or a wolf?
No. Why? Because they're not eating human food. They're not eating treats. They're not being rewarded with treats. So reward your pets sparingly. Reward yourself with something else and your children with something else that doesn't involve sugar or alcohol or high fat or fast food. Eat that stuff on occasion because you want it or because it literally was the only thing available, but that shouldn't be ever your situation. That's the whole point of what I do. But you are a badass person. You are not a dog. You are in charge of how you program not only your brain, but your children's brains and the people around you. Food is fuel. It has no emotional attachment whatsoever. It does not mean anything. It does not make you feel any certain way. Turn it off. It's just fuel. Whew. All right. That was a little ranty. Sorry about that. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. And next time your kid's class needs something, take them stickers. They love stickers. All right. See you later. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.